Hello, everybody. That was Ken.
All Hit Radio.
You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tune in Monday, June 27th to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC, including at 9 a.m. Hear from Bob Cohen from the group Citizen Action, explaining how citizens can comment on New York's proposed climate law. At 10 a.m., hop on the Afrosonic Taxi, tracks this week from Herencia de Tumbuki, Burkina Aza, and Katie Diarra, among others. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church. We'll feature the music of Milton Nascimento.
Praise the Lord and good morning, and welcome to The Bright Side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I tell you, beloved, you need some optimism today to make it through the day. We got to pray and we have to be optimistic. Don't be pessimistic. Look on the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Right here, right now with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. And I'm just glad to be here again with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Martin Randall of Martin AV Services. How are you doing this morning, my brother?
All is well. And as you say, we do have to be optimistic and encouraged and keep the faith in these days.
Absolutely. Thank God for faith and hope, all the virtues of the Spirit of God that He gives us to make it through this journey. Amen. You know, a whole lot has happened in a week since we've been together, beloved. We had mega Juneteenth celebrations all over the country, people disrespecting and dishonoring the celebration, the holiday, getting their jobs taken away from employers that say they're not standing for that kind of foolishness. We had Father's Day and celebrations with fathers and those who for whom it is a mixed emotional day made it through that. And for those who were able to celebrate and give honor to, making wonderful memories, had that going on in this week since we were together last. And then the infamous week of our Supreme Court judges, the historic and for me, I'll say infamous week, rallies all around the country, rallies everywhere, protesting with 80% of the population. And you know, and we're not talking about crowd speak and just going along with the majority and that kind of thing. Nah, we're talking about people who, you know, have some sense and some sensibilities regarding the issues and just can't fathom how two polar opposite decisions could be made in the same week by the same court. So there's a lot going on. And that's why I chose to start out with God. You are Alpha and Omega, and we worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy of our praise. Not gonna let no foolishness, no chaos, no confusion, nowhere stop me from giving you your praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, we're so blessed to be citizens of America and blessed to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my God, we're just blessed. And I'm not going to let the foolishness rob me of remembering how blessed we are. All right, beloved, He's Alpha and Omega. Yes, He is, and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. And so, to help us get our head space right, we have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and have a lineup for you today from Mr. Bishop Marvin Sapp. Your way is better. Yes, it's gonna happen. James Fortune featuring Isaac Carey. It's all right to cry. Gotta cry sometimes. It's all right to cry. Some was crying. I almost felt like crying myself, I'll tell you the truth. I'm so grateful to have been asked to speak at a rally on yesterday, and so grateful to God for giving me a message on such short notice. I didn't want to just get up there and say anything, and so I thank God for that. Brother Randall was out there doing what he do with his audio business, and it was just a wonderful, warm crowd, and the mayor and political aspirants and a state senator all were out. Yes, there were people in the crowd who were crying. It's all right to cry, all right? And that song comes to us from Miss Karima, Amazing by Pastor Mike Jr. Our God is amazing. Let us not lose sight of that. Never cast one stone, Mr. Thomas Ware, telling the story. Hallelujah. Jesus said to the people, you without sin, let you cast the first stone. Come on here, somebody. And nobody did. Never cast one stone, beloved. My world needs you right now for Mr. Kirk Franken. And help us to love Miss Tori Kelly featuring the Hamiltones. After that, beloved, we're going to come back I have a special guest pastor here with us. He's calling in from Alabama, Mobile, Alabama. A very good friend and blessed man of God, preacher extraordinaire. And he's going to come and share. We're going to do that. This is my second year on our Sunday services. And so it was on my heart to do something a little different this time, this year. So from here on till November, two times a month, I'm going to surprise you on those. But two times a month, we're going to have a guest pastor to come on and share a good word from our good God. So that day, our first will be Pastor Trevor Woolridge. And he'll be back. I'll be back. We'll be back after six, seven songs back to back. Music for the heart, the mind, and soul. Here we go. Your way is better, Bishop Marvin Sapp.
Thank you. saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing.
My God is amazing. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is Pastor Kemp, your perpetual optimist, I am. And you're listening to me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, where there is a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. And it is right here with me on WGXC. We have a couple more songs, and then we'll be back about 4 more minutes. Yes, and we'll be back. No, actually, we're going to do a little different because our guest has to get to his pulpit. So we're going to be back in a song or two. But don't go nowhere. You stay right there. Never Cast One Stone is coming up next.
You never condemned me. You only loved me. You wrote me into your destiny. You never cast one stone. You never cast one stone. Never cast one stone.
You never condemned me.
Into
your destiny.
You
Yes, God loves you, beloved. And I love you too. And I love my guests, the bright, the erudite, the articulate, the expositor of the gospel, my good friend and brother, Pastor Trevor Woolridge of Bethlehem Church in Mobile, Alabama. He has a beautiful background of Bermuda, which is his home. The background is even soothing me, brother. And he was pastoring in Bermuda, actually. One of my first international preaching engagements was when you invited me to come and preach at your church in Bermuda, which was a wonderful experience I always remember. And it's just my delight to have you on as my first visiting pastor. So I bring to you our Bright Side audience and the Hudson, Catskill, Greene County, Columbia County, and beyond. This is my friend, beloved Pastor Trevor Woolridge. Hear ye him.
Good morning, and thank you, Reverend Kim Singletary, for this invitation. I bring greetings to Overcomers Ministry, and what a delight it is for me to be here with you this morning. We thank God for this opportunity to share and to be your first guest. I'm deeply honored. I value our friendship, which is more years than either of us care to count. But I am encouraged by simple phone calls, acknowledgments that you make to me on a regular basis. And my wife and I send our love and our best wishes to you, Overcomers Ministry, and to this wonderful audience, wherever you may be. One thing that the pandemic has done for us is taught us how to evangelize beyond the four walls of our church. And so I'm happy to be in Alabama and to be in various parts of New York and the like, even at the very same moment. Well, you won't have to worry about me being too long with you this morning, because in about 23 minutes I need to be in my own church for our 8 o'clock service. It is 7:38. A.M. Central Time here in Mobile, Alabama, and I bring you greetings from Bethel AME Church here in Mobile, Alabama, where we are privileged to serve as pastor. I call your prayerful attention to seven verses out of Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, and the New Living Translation records it in this wise. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. For just these few moments, I want to share with you from this thought. He will find you. He will find you. We are 2 years plus into COVID-19 pandemic, where our lives have been turned upside down, where we were forced to close the buildings that housed our corporate worship gatherings, and we could not go to stores, malls, and the like closed. We found ourselves ordering groceries online, parking in the parking lot, waiting for someone, so that we had little or no contact with other humans until we were satisfied that there was a vaccine now available that could help us to fight this pandemic. We've grown comfortable in being at home and using virtual platforms for our worship. The difficulty that we have with that is that too many of us is trying to be online right now, fix breakfast, with too many of us trying to watch the service and get ready for something else. And I want you to understand that the something else that you're doing, as important as it is a distraction right now from the Word of God. One of the things that we must do is focus on His Word. I'm going to spend just these few minutes, make a couple of points and thoughts with you with regard to the fact that He will find you. Publicans were also known as tax collectors, and these people were despised by the Jews because they worked for the Roman government, and thus they were friendly with the enemy and burdened the people with harsh and unfair taxes. Sinners were the Jews who did not keep the Mosaic law, and they were rank sinners living lives as they pleased with no religious restraints. They were looked down on by the Pharisees and other religious people. But Jesus reached out to the people no one else cared for. He said that was why He came into the world. Sinners and outcasts were drawn to Jesus, and He gladly received them. And the word receiveth means to allow access to oneself. He shared meals with them. Jesus spent much of His life around lost sinners. It is a tremendous example for us who belong to the body of Christ as to what we ought to be doing with folk who don't have the Christ we have. This, our churches, our assemblies, our places of worship are not private members clubs where we can only have in there the ones we want. After all, given our own personal histories, could we complete the requirements for membership if we put ourselves up against the very things that we do to try and keep other people out? Jesus came so that everybody and anybody could find a place in glory. What an example. If we don't spend time with the lost, how can we expect to reach them with the gospel? Who are the lost sinners that you're spending time with? With whom are you sharing the gospel? When they saw Jesus fellowshipping with sinners, and the religious establishment went crazy and criticized Him for receiving sinners, the very ones this religious crowd should have been reaching out to were the very ones they shunned. And Jesus came to the world because He loved lost, hurting, sinful people, and His love, He reached out to them. I don't know where you are at this very moment today. I don't know where you came from. I don't know where you spent the night last night. I don't know who you spent the night with, but whatever condition you're in, if you're struggling this morning, even with headache because of you're suffering from last night's activities, and you're feeling the pain of all of the fun you had last night, and you're struggling. I don't know whether or not you're financially strapped to the point that you don't know what to do and are prepared to do something wrong and illegal even to enhance your financial. I want you to know He will find you. Here's what happened. First of all, we want to talk about a shepherd leaving. The sheep in this passage is said to be lost. And the sheep was lost because it is in a sheep's nature to wander. If sheep sees a hole in the hedge, it will stick its head through and keep going. If other sheep see the one going away, the rest will follow the leader, and soon all will be lost. I don't know what hedge, what pasture you've been in all along, and then you found a hole in the hedge and you slipped out. I don't know where you are. I don't know what your circumstances are, but I can tell you, as one who had to be saved by the blood of the Lamb, one who who's been out there, done that, bought the t-shirt and starred in the movie, I need you to understand, I know what it is to be out there. Don't be fooled either by the robe or the collar or the title. I need you to understand, I know what it is. Sin doesn't always make you feel bad. In fact, that's the reason we do it so often, because too many times it makes us feel good. But what we don't recognize is how it pulls us away from God, how it keeps us from being blessed by Him, how it causes us to run the risk of ending up in a place called hell that is real. Jesus said, I come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And so here, this is what Jesus does. When you disappear from the Father, He comes looking for you. And you need to understand that sheep are not strong animals. They're not smart. They're not swift. They always need a shepherd. And if they become separated from the flock, they are unable to find their way back to the sheep. And He must go after the sheep, or they will be lost forever. If He doesn't go after them, they will die. For as long as we have been in this world, human beings, one prophet after another has come to try and lead us the way, but none of them have been able to convince us until Christ Himself said, I'll go. And He came. And He came and sacrificed His own life, paid the price at Calvary, so that you and I can find our way back to God and have the promise of eternal life in a place where sin, suffering, and dying will be no more. What He does is the shepherd leaves to go looking. Secondly, the shepherd is looking. Just one sheep is missing. Think about that. Yet the shepherd still went for the one sheep. For the shepherd, the search was dangerous and death was a possibility. Another shepherd might have counted the personal cost and decided that the one sheep, just let it go. I'll count it up as an expense and that will cover in whatever financial arrangements he was making with the other sheep. But this shepherd was not about to lose even one sheep. So he went after it. And the shepherd didn't stop until his mission had been completed and the sheep had been found. He went after the sheep until he located it. So it doesn't matter whether you're high or got a hangover. It doesn't matter where you were last night, where you came from this morning. It doesn't matter what your current spiritual condition is at this moment. He will find you. And when He does, He will make it available for you to come to Him. And there are several ways in which He will do that. Someone may reach out to you. No one needs to tell you about the bad situation you're in. You know it better than anybody else. And as bad as you want to get out, what you have is the various addictions and other attractions and distractions that you have in your life keep pulling you away. That's nothing more than Satan himself trying to keep you away from God. But I'm telling you now, the one thing I did in my life that was absolutely wrong was I stayed in sin too long. But when Christ got me, with all of the temptations, when Christ pulled me from where I was, with all of the side attractions that are out there now, I'm having more fun in my life today than I ever did before. And I'm doing it with the blessing and the anointing of a God who's able to do the exceeding and the abundant above all that I hope and I ask. The shepherd was leaving. He left to go and find that lost sheep. The shepherd was looking. And then the shepherd comes lifting. When the shepherd finds you, the Bible says that would he not put the shepherd on his shoulder, lift you up out of your muck and your mire, lift you up out of wherever you are, there is a word we use to talk about the kind of mess that we're in. But if you look in the 113th Psalm, you'll find down a few verses that he'll pick you up out of the dunghill. That's the biblical word for the mess that we use in popular vernacular. But when you find yourself in the dunghill that stinks and smells bad, and when you're in it, folk can tell it's you from a distance. They don't have to see you. They can smell you coming because of the stuff that you're involved in. And this is not judgment from me. It is just simply to tell you I've been there. I know what it smells like. I know what it feels like. But I thank God for the servant that he sent to me to grab me by my hand and pick me up out of my dunghill, place me on his shoulder, and carry me back to the fold, and then to stay there and nurture me and love me and show me how much he loved me through his death and resurrection. And so today I come to tell you that he will lift you up. America is reeling this morning because of two major decisions made in recent days by the United States Supreme Court. And people are trying to figure out what it is that we're going to do. Well, in a few minutes, I'm going to tell Bethel that elections have consequences. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell folk that it is our responsibility to be actively involved, not only in our ministries, to leading individuals to Christ, but to do the very thing that Jesus did, to hang out with people who are outside the ark of safety, and to provide the means that we can to lead them so that every human being that lives in our country, in this world, is treated fairly and properly. Oh, I wish I had time to get into this more deeply and to expand a little more so that I can let you know exactly what I think. But I don't want to lose this moment without you knowing that no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your condition, he will find you. And so, my brothers and my sisters, I extend to you that invitation that Romans 10:9-10 said, that if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. Now, maybe Reverend Singletary will have me come back sometime when I got more than 9 minutes to do this. And I can spend a moment or two being able to say something and explain myself a little better. I hope this blesses somebody. But if I don't get across the way, I'm going to need employment soon. So let me get ready and go on over to Bethel Church. But thank you, Reverend Singletary, for this moment. And we praise God for the opportunity to serve.
Thank God for you, my brother, and for the word. You are a messenger who can get the message across. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Give our love and regard to our sister Denise and to the Bethel family. And we love you. Stay well, stay blessed. Thank you for the word. And so, beloved, there you have it, a word from Pastor Trevor Woolridge, that no matter where you are, no matter how far off you are or how lost you may feel, God will find you. He'll find you. Don't give up. Don't quit in the ditch. Just hold on. Hang on in there. Well, beloved, he said 9 minutes, but he took a little bit more than that. So we're going to go back to our song list and make some adjustments for you. I want to wish everyone out there a blessed and happy birthday. And you're celebrating in the month of June. I want to get that. Make sure to say happy birthday to you. I want to also remind our cast book group members that our last cast book group session will be tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. over Zoom. If you don't have that information and you want to join us on our Zoom call, you can just reach out to me at overcomerministries12534@gmail.com. Yes, or Brightside. I don't remember the real email address for Brightside, but overcomersministries12534@gmail.com. You can reach out to us there. Also, beloved, don't want you to forget or miss, we are going to have gospel, the the good news in music, the good news in the art, worship arts. We're going to have that going on at the Columbia County Fairground on Saturday, July 9th. We're inviting you to come. Krista Shook is going to be there with her band, the Heavenly Echoes, the Stars of Harmony. We have Rizzo and his and the Tribe. We have our youth showcase from 5 to 6 with talented youth coming. We've got a couple other surprises too. And all you need to do is show up. But we want to make sure that there's space for everybody. We don't want to turn anybody away. So please reach out and just go to GBIOCNTY. God belongs in our county. GBIOCNTY@gmail.com. to let us know your intention of coming, how many you're bringing, and so that you'll be on the list at the gate. We are so grateful to the Agricultural Society at Columbia County Fairgrounds, people for opening up the door and letting us come and bring the gospel live music to the county fairground. Our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, is gonna be doing what he do. Amen. Out there with us too. So we're so glad for that. Well, beloved, want you to keep your head up, you know, keep your focus, your eyes stayed on the Lord. Remember, the sign of the cross is a plus. It's not a negative. It's not a minus. It's a positive. God's got a plan for us. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They are plans, a future, and a hope to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a desired end. All right, so hang on in there with him. I'm going to hang on in there. We're going to hang on in there with him. Amen. And I'm so glad my brother came today, because if I had come here to talk about what happened this past week, I don't know, I might have taken up the whole hour. Good to hear a brother's perspective as well. Everybody is not with the wrong Christian right, okay? So we love you. God loves you more. He loves you best. Till we speak again, God bless you. And we're going to go out with Tori Kelly featuring the Hamiltons, Mr. Martin. Amen. We're going to go out with that. Help us to love. God bless you, beloved, till we speak again.